I'm Renata. We also have Angelo here, and we have an amazing special guest as well. So this special guest, I think you're going to find his story particularly insightful and inspiring, because he totally turned COVID around to create something amazing that we all can listen to. So welcome to the podcast, Armando.
Right on. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. Mon, are you excited for this?
I am. I was a little nervous.
Why are you nervous, bro?
I was nervous because I'm not used to being in front of the camera, and it's kind of weird. I haven't done the Zoom thing with the whole COVID. So this is like my second Zoom experience ever. And it's really distracting because I'm constantly worried, like, do I have something in my beard?
One thing you guys watching or listening, you're just gonna get Armando's vibe. He's just such a lighthearted, kind, funny guy. And he, like Renata was saying, he's done some cool stuff during this COVID pandemic. In the midst of all this craziness, there's some beautiful things that came out of it. And we're really excited to show a little bit of what Armando's been doing. So real quick, brother, you tell people, you know, what you do for a living and why are you here?
All right. So I'm actually full-time law enforcement, and that gives me a few days off a week. I actually work a three-day-a-week schedule, which is pretty nice and part of why I picked this job. But with those 4 days a week, I usually like to play a lot of music. So it's been a lifelong thing that I've enjoyed. And this year, I set the goal of hammering out an album, and I did it. It's coming out in about a week, 10/10/2020. The band name is going to be A Vicious End Metal Band, and the album name is going to be The Hills Will Burn, which is quite appropriate in California right now because the hills are burning. So pretty good timing.
You practiced that for sure. That was just intertwined like a little too perfectly. You set you up for that, huh?
Pretty slow. My next album, I'll be rapping.
Okay, so a few things, like you hit on the release date, right? And then can you explain to us before, like, why is that specific date special for you?
So the biggest thing with that date is my father actually passed away around 6 years ago, and that'll be pretty much the anniversary of when he passed. And he was the, you know, biggest supporter of my music. He's the one that got me my first electric guitar and really pushed for lessons, and he didn't mind how loud I cranked it up. So this is for him.
I love that. So you had a goal in the beginning of the year to make an album, and it was you wanted it to be a metal album, correct?
I did, yeah. The past few years, I haven't touched an electric guitar. I've been playing acoustic, mostly because of my neighbors. You're welcome, neighbors. But at the end of last year, I actually had an aunt and an uncle pass away in the same month. And I just kind of realized how you don't really have the time you think you have all the time. So that was kind of the Kickstarter. And then one day I met my barber, and he's actually in a guitar too. And I was trying to, you know, bring up that I wanted to do some, like, a metal project. And he toyed with the idea of possibly doing something, but kind of had something else going already. So I decided, you know, I'll just start my own. That was at the end of last year when I first got the idea. So the inception was around November-ish. And I started reaching out to friends and got a couple of guys together. And then at that time, COVID was a thing, but it wasn't like the thing. So it was, you know, it was known about, but, you know, we were still taking flights and, you know, holding hands in public. And all of a sudden, 2020 hits and COVID becomes this global pandemic. So no longer could I get together for this little band practice to write songs. It all became, you know, hey, we're just gonna home today. I don't want to hang out with you. So, yeah. So I decided, well, I'm not gonna give myself COVID, so I'll just, you know, try to do what I can on my own. And then I wrote the guitar parts and, you know, the bass, and then I used this program to write the drum parts, which was very new for me. And then I started looking for singers, and I came across the platform Fiverr, which is an online platform that uses people from around the world as freelance workers. And with that program, I was able to connect with different people all over the world. And I tried a bunch of people out, and the main singer I went with actually ended up being from Russia. He's from St. Petersburg, Russia, and he resides there right now. He says it's very cold over there, unlike California, which is around 100 degrees right now. But yeah, so I just put all the tracks down and sent him the tracks with the lyrics. And I can't scream. In my younger days, I could do the metal screams, the Cookie Monster voice, but I somehow lost that. And me trying to scream to record this album was kind of hilarious. But I ended up singing like this for half of it. And I just said, you know what, to preserve my voice and my future.
Albums, right?
You know, I had somebody else sing, so I ended up just kind of whispering all the vocals. And I said, I got to do that, but scream them. And well, if you hear the album, you'll see he does a pretty good job at screaming them.
Nice. Okay. Well, let me pause you there. I love where this is going. And I know that Renata, for those of you that don't know, has a very musical background. And I'm kind of curious, as you're hearing all of this right now, Renata, how are you, like, what's kind of going through your head as you're listening to all the steps that Armando had to do to basically put this whole thing together?
Yeah, so this is what I find one of the most fascinating things about what you did, Armando, because, I mean, you didn't have any experience in producing or recording music or writing out, like, essentially the music for other instruments until this particular project. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I had no idea how to do sheet music, and I got a program that kind of converts tablature into sheet music, but you have to learn the timing. So I think the hardest part of writing the songs was trying to figure that out. I mean, there's some entire sections I was like, I'm just gonna change this because it's too hard to figure out. But eventually I got to the point where I have the album. But yeah, that was a big learning curve that now I feel like it was really beneficial.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, like I mentioned, I find so amazing and fascinating, because you literally didn't come from like a record producing career or anything like that. You came from law enforcement. You have all this time. You're stuck at home and you're like, I'll just make an album. And you literally figured out every single step along the way, even if it meant like you not screaming, but finding someone else to do it, you know, halfway across the world. And that is, I think that really shows your tenacity. That really shows your perseverance to get this amazing goal accomplished, because it just meant so much to you.
Right on. Yeah, I definitely was going to do this no matter what.
So paint a quick picture. How long did this whole process take from beginning of production to, I mean, not even release date, because it's obviously finished already, right?
Yeah, so when I actually sat down to start writing the songs, it was early February. All of January, I was kind of exploring the options and how I was going to do this. Looking into like band names, actually, you have to research that kind of stuff ahead of time. I try to treat this one like a business, because nowadays you want to have, you know, your website and everything ahead of time. Because if you choose the band name Metallica and then realize, you know, after you release the first album that there's already a band name Metallica, you could be in trouble. So it took about a month to come down with the band name and the website. And just the formalities, that kind of stuff. And then when it came time to pick up the guitar, initially it was about 4 or 5 days to, you know, knock out the guitar and the bass track and the drums. But by the end of the album, I had it down. I was like writing songs in like 8 hours. It was pretty awesome. And wow. My goal is to, like, on my 4 days off, write 4 songs. So I actually have like way more songs than the album has. but I figured I'd just stack them up for the next one. Ooh, spoiler.
What was my... you heard it here, folks. Spoiler alert. There's some future stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your inspiration to write the album in the first place? Because this is where, you know, I think in our initial conversation with you, Renata and myself, the whole metal genre, I'm not particularly a exactly scares me a little bit still, but after hearing what you got, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, it scares my wife as well, don't worry. She's like, I would read her the lyrics and she'd be always like, beautiful, honey. I'm like, no, really, like, do you like it? No, I don't like it. You have problems. So yeah, you know, the underlying theme of the album, when it came time to write lyrics, a lot of stuff with the police and society was coming out, and you know, we see these protests and riots and social unrest, mm-hmm. You know, disparities, inequalities. So I felt like that was where the album ended up going, at least lyrically and kind of emotionally. It's really an angry album, and I feel like these are very angry times for a lot of people. So it became kind of the focus when I sat down to write the lyric. And it was the inspiration for most of the songs on there.
Mm.
So the album is essentially like your way of processing all of the social unrest and kind of the period of time that we were living in at that particular moment. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. So like some of the songs, something would happen. And then that day I'd sit down and bam, lyrics. For instance, there was a period where we had a lot of looting, and I personally had to, you know, deal with some of that. And just seeing the chaos behind that and the fact that, like, it was very clear these looters weren't looting because they supported some sort of bigger social theme. They were capitalizing on the chaos and taking advantage of the situation to get free shoes, you know? And it's really unfortunate because people like that are really taking this, you know, the bigger problems that we face as a country, and they're belittling them, you know? So it's frustrating. And then on the flip side, being in law enforcement, just seeing how law enforcement's treated nowadays, it really, you know, knowing that where I come from, that's not how I feel personally, you know, what's being portrayed in the news. It just feels like there's this very large gap that's being created between law enforcement and the public, which is really like the opposite of why I feel like most of us sign up to do this job. We want to help people. But it's just lately, you know, it feels like we're just growing further and further from people. So to the point where I feel like I can't even look at people in uniform anymore because it's either intimidating, frightening, or it's upsetting. And then, you know, ends up being somebody yelling at me, pulling out the camera recording when I say, hey, how's it going? So I felt like that came across in the album. You know, some of the songs, even if lyrically they don't specifically say, you know, what I'm thinking, the underlying theme of, you know, anger or disappointment, feeling lost, that kind of stuff, you know, was the focus. So I felt like that was the main theme of the album.
Wow, that's so interesting. And I love hearing kind of where the inspiration comes from for any music that's being written, because I think music is one of those almost like therapeutic or cathartic things that we can do, because we feel all these feelings and emotions very strongly, and sometimes we can't say what it is that we're thinking or feeling. And music is the perfect, it's the perfect almost like conduit for us to channel into. And then it's also amazing because when other people hear it, then that can also help them to release some of this anxiety or the thoughts or the feelings that they might be holding within themselves as well.
Yeah, I mean, part of why I like metal so much is because it is so aggressive. And writing it particularly is absolutely therapeutic. I feel like to take those emotions and to transform them into something that you can, you know, kind of bang your head to while you're driving to work is, it's amazing. It feels great. And it, I feel like I'm a pretty calm person in the day-to-day life. If you listen to the album, you wouldn't get that, but like, I don't really yell. I'm not a yeller or screamer.
Unless you're writing.
Yeah, unless I'm writing my lyrics. And then I'm more of a whisperer. But yeah, you know, it really, like, I felt like the songs came pouring out, which is, you know, part of why my wife was so concerned. She's like, wow, that was all inside there, huh? You might want to get checked. But that's just that. It's just the way to let it all out in an unhealthy way. This is, I feel like this is one of the healthiest hobbies you can have is music.
Mm. So what did that do for you? Like, what, you know, we have that common law enforcement background, and the days that we get off shift, for me at the time, I was like 22 when I started, right? It was video games. I would get off of work and do video games, and that's how I would unwind. And I guess that would take me out of work mode and slowly back into home mode. Oh, yeah. What did writing music do for you?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of guys do that. A lot of guys drink. I actually stopped drinking when my dad died about 6 years ago. So that's off the table. Video games, every here and there, I would hop on and do that early on. But I found that it wasn't quite enough for me. And music really filled the gap. So that's part of why I was doing a lot of acoustic stuff the last few years. Because it's really calming. But I still felt like getting that aggression out and through music was 10 times more beneficial than all the happy, sappy songs I wrote.
So how'd you feel after you accomplished this? I mean, so you took the time to learn the instruments, write, you know, on sheet music and, you know, hire people from all over the world. How did it feel after you accomplished all this in the middle of the pandemic? How did it feel?
It's amazing. I should have recorded the minute, or the moment rather, it took about a minute, to press the submit button when I was submitting the album for distribution, because I was jumping up and down. I was like, hey, it's happening, it's finally happening, it's super exciting. But yeah, just feeling like, because really the music was done months and months ago. The last few months have been the mixing, the mastering, the, you know, the production end of it, some advertising stuff, setting up like the website and all the stuff that I hate to do. Really took a lot of time. It took almost as much time as it did to write the songs. So just being done with all that finally and just getting to press that button to finally say, hey, guess what? It's coming. Was the most amazing feeling in the world for sure. It's been a long time goal, and feeling like that was just accomplished was, I mean, it was very emotional. It's a good moment.
Mm. So my follow-up question to that is, what would you say to people like myself initially who aren't too fond of metal?
That's most people. So
right. Yeah. Right. That's the reality, right? So how do you
bridge that gap?
Yeah, how do you bridge that gap?
Yeah, so usually I mean, knowing somebody, I will say, hey, this is my album. I wrote this, you better listen to it. But since I know that you won't like it, just because of the Cookie Monster vocals, listen to it lyrically, musically, and just hear beyond the style, because I feel like all forms of music have things that people do and don't like in every culture, and there's also something that everyone can relate to in all forms of music. So regardless of the language, the style, the tempo, I mean, it's all relatable, and I feel like there's no exception with this album. Everyone feels stress, everyone feels anger, everyone feels, you know, repression at times. It's just a lot of things that, you know, are worldwide feelings and, you know, cultural similarities that, you know, you can appreciate with the album. So I'd say if you could just get past the Cookie Monster vocals and maybe watch the lyric video, there's something in there that, you know, you could take from it.
That's so cool. I love that. I completely agree with you. Just like you literally took the words out of my mouth. With every genre of music, there's things that people like and people don't like. And I just think it's such a fantastic opportunity for people to open themselves up to something new and see and kind of understand and be self-aware through the experience. Maybe you never know. Maybe you'll actually end up loving it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I used to be hardcore country. Like growing up, my dad really liked country music. He liked rock too, but I just took to the country because he had Country Channel on all the time. And I remember my mom took me to this like college, like a talent show one time, and this metal band came on, and I literally like sat there like this the whole time, plugging my ears like, this is horrible. How is it gonna stop, Bobby? And I refused to even hear it. I was one of those people. And then something changed, and I realized, hey, you know what? There is something there. You know, there's that style might not be my particular fave, but there's something there. So I started getting, you know, more into that kind of music and exploring it. And now I pretty much like all music now. There's not much that I don't like, because I've learned to kind of dig past that to see, you know, what they were thinking when they wrote it, what they were feeling when they wrote it. Because I feel like at the core of all music, there's somebody sitting there trying to express themselves. So self is worth listening to it for.
That's beautiful. Okay, so what I feel like your whole album project was an almost like a problem solving project. It was literally trying to figure out how to do every single thing. So what would be your one piece of advice for someone that wants to embark on doing like a huge radical project that they literally have never done before? They have to figure out every single step just like you did. What would be your one piece of advice for them?
YouTube. Honestly, you can learn anything and everything now. It's amazing. The world we live in right now is absolutely amazing. The internet has changed everything. You could learn anything you want in front of a computer as long as you have an internet connection. If you don't, I'm so sorry, but it's coming soon. You can really sit down. If you're that dedicated and you really want it, take the time, learn what you need to learn, don't give up, and you know, you can do it. It's one of those things where I'm a firm believer in, if you put your mind to something, you can do it. I've learned that time and time again in my life. You know, there's been ambitions and goals throughout my life where I thought, I don't think I'll ever get there. I don't think I'll ever become that person or obtain that job. Even being a cop, you know, back when I started, it was hard to become a cop. I mean, I remember standing in line with like 1,000 people to take a physical fitness test so I could even submit an application to apply to be a cop. And that was after that, it was like a year or 2 years of this application back and forth background process. It was tough. Nowadays, we had 3 people take the physical agility test recently, and only 2 of them passed. So I won't even touch on that. Anyway, but I worked my way through it, and you know, I made it. So it's one of those things where if you really sit, you know, put your head to the ground and don't let anybody tell you can't do it, then you can achieve it.
Let me round it out with this, Mondo. What was, if you don't mind sharing, at any point during this whole process, do you ever feel like quitting? Like, I mean, this is a big task, and you did it in X amount of months, 4 months, right?
Yeah, I mean, the actual music was done pretty quick. So I'd say the part where I started feeling kind of, you know, not so much defeated, but just really frustrated, and I started like putting less time into it for a couple weeks there, was going back and forth with the mixing. So I had somebody help, you know, review the mixes, and they would change something, and it would be kind of not what I was thinking I wanted. So trying to portray what I wanted this album to end up being to somebody else halfway across the world, that was kind of tough at first, but when we got there, we got there, and I'm really pleased with the way it came out.
And what was it that got you there? Like, what made you push past the excuses and, you know, the boundaries?
Yeah, I was hellbent on releasing this thing. Like, nothing was going to stop that. And I think part of what, you know, was really frustrating with that was that each time I would outsource, it cost money. And I initially was hoping to do this album for like under $3,000. And it ended up being like almost $9,000 total. Yeah. So I'm bad with budgeting. I still got to work on that one. That's 2021 goals. hashtag. It was worth it, and I actually started a little fundraiser to help recoup some of those funds, and I'm almost up there, so that'll be nice.
I love it. And how can people listen to the album, and how can they connect with you and follow a little bit of what's going on with you?
Yeah, so the album is up for digital download right now. You can hear all the songs for free at aviciousend.net. There's an Indiegogo link on there. If you feel like contributing or buying the album before it comes out at a discounted price, or you want some stickers or shirts or hats,
a plug.
For those of you listening, I just pointed at the hat that I'm wearing that says the band's name.
Visualize.
And then it's going to be on Spotify, iTunes, Google Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, all that stuff on the 10th. So.
Awesome.
Add it to a playlist, and much appreciated.
Awesome. Awesome. Brother, I appreciate you sharing your story, sharing your project with us. And I want you to round it out with this one last thing for the person listening right now who may be in the middle of this, who's in the middle of this whole COVID season, wanting to do something big, wanting to accomplish a big project or a big goal or whatever that may look like. What would you say to them? If you could just speak directly to that person right now, what would you say to them?
I'd say the only thing stopping you is you. You just need to do it. Really, there's no one out there that's going to physically hold you back and say you can't do it. You know, it's achievable. It really is. You just got to do it. And watch a lot of YouTube.
Also, we're not sponsored by YouTube, at least yet. We're open
just
to
coming
it.
After this video, I'm pretty sure you're going to nail it.
Yeah. We'll all be in the next video, like wearing YouTube, like shirts and hats. And
Thing. We did a thing last week. Well, I know. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for the time.
I love the energy, the enthusiasm. Like, you're just such a funny, lighthearted dude. Like, I would never have thought you were a metal artist.
Yeah, I know. My wife didn't know until like this year too. So. Surprise!
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks again. Take care.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. Before you hop off, I wanted to let you guys know about some of the new things that we have going on here with Modern Fitness and the Just Effort podcast. We want to hear and connect from you guys, our listeners, our viewers. Some of you already found out, which is awesome, that we have a YouTube channel. That when we record these videos, they're going out to YouTube. We haven't marketed it out, put it out there or anything. It's just some of you have found it, which is really, really cool. But we want to hear more directly from you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear what you like, what you don't like. What are the big takeaways that you've taken from these podcasts and how it's changing your life? Now, in a moment, I'm going to share a phone number, and I want you guys to go ahead, pick up your phones and text that. My team, myself and the team are going to be the ones responding. You know, it's not some robot. It's not some crazy like marketing thing. Like, no, we want to interact and connect with you guys. So if you text the word hashtag team effort, hashtag TEAMFFIT to the number 312-579-0000. Again, that's 312-579-0000.
0-0. Myself and the team receive those direct messages, and I'm excited to hear more and connect more with you guys and see how some of the content is really changing your life. I appreciate it. Have a great Friday. Thank you.